So our scripture today is from Matthew chapter 17, verse 2.
今天的经文在马太福音十七章二节。
There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light.
就在他们面前变了形象，脸明亮如白日头，衣裳洁白如光。
This is one of those moments in the Bible where Jesus' own disciples realize a little more about who he really is.
这个就是在圣经当中其中一个情况，就是他的门徒再一次知道神多了一点点。
They realize he's more than just a man.
他们明白到神不来那个时候的耶稣不单单是一个人。
And in fact, in this instance, he is showing directly the glory of God.
其实在这个时候他就彰显了神的荣耀。
There are many instances in the Bible where the illustration of bright, blinding light is used as an illustration of the glory of God.
在圣经里面有很多次我们看到神用一个很强的光让表现他的荣耀。
And in the case of Jesus, in this particular instance, it tells his disciples that he, in fact, is God himself.
Yeah. 神借耶稣在那一世的时候就彰显了告诉他的门徒说他就是神。
But the illustration of bright, blinding light doesn't help us understand much about the details of God's glory.
但是那一个很刺眼的光不能够完全的让我们明白神的荣耀是怎么一回事。
And I think it is important for us to understand God's glory in detail.
但是其实我觉得我们是需要很清楚的明白神的荣耀是怎么一回事。
So what I have quoted here is not a direct quote from the Bible.
在右手边哪里有一段字，那一段字其实不是从圣经来的。
It's part of what was written many years ago. It's the Westminster Confession or Catechism.
其实那一个是在很多年前有一个就叫斯敏斯特信条宣言。
And these are...doctrines, teachings that Christian theologians came up with based on the Bible.
那一个就是有一群的信徒，他们就是从圣经里面去想到这一个信条。
The one quoted here is the chief end or purpose of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
那其中在哪里就是说其实人的最重要的一件事就是要荣耀神跟他永远在一起。
And that is consistent with what the Bible says.
这个就是其实就是圣经所讲的一个很重要的一件事。
Our purpose, our reason for being here is to glorify God.
今天为什么我们会在这个世界上就是因为我们要荣耀神。
But how do we do that?
但是我们应该怎么做呢？
That's the question I want to address this morning.
今天我就想跟大家思考这个问题。
So glorifying God becomes easier if we can learn and remember some of the things that show us and show everyone the glory of God.
当我们想到怎么样荣耀神的时候，我们可以想到神是怎么去彰显他在这个世界上面彰显他的荣耀的。
And that's what we're going to try to do this morning, is learn about some of those things.
Yeah. 今天早上我们就会思想那一些事。
I think that in trying to learn about what glorifies God, it will be helpful for us to keep this particular verse in mind.
Yeah. 当我们讲到怎么样荣耀神的时候，我想这一段经文是非常重要的。
Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble,Whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:8.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话， 凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若是有什么德行，若是有什么称赞，这些事你们都要试念。腓立比书四章八节。
Let's keep these characteristics in mind as we start looking at different ways that God can be glorified.
当我们就想神是怎么样可以 得荣耀的时候，我们把这一些的事，这一些真实的、可敬的这一些事，我们都记得。
What is true?
什么是真实？
What's noble?
什么是可敬的？
What's right?
什么是公义的？
What's pure?
什么是清洁的？
What's lovely?
什么是可爱的？
What's admirable?
什么是有美名的？
Anything excellent or praiseworthy?
有德行的，什么得称赞的？
I hope that we'll see such things point us to God.
希望这一些事都让我们可以看到神。
So, the first part we'll start with is looking at some of the details of how God is glorified in creation, in that which He has made.
第一点我们想看到就是当看到神的创造的时候，就我们可以想到神是怎么得荣耀。
So, Ecclesiastes tells us, He, or God, has made everything beautiful in its time.
在传道书哪里讲到神造万物，所以一切都变 看成美好。
In many instances, the Bible tells us to look at what God has created to learn more about Him.
圣经里面讲了很多次，我们要看到神的创造的时候，我们就懂得怎么去敬拜他。
And what God has created is truly beautiful.
神所创造的真的是非常的漂亮。
For instance, in Psalm 19, verse 1, it says, The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands.
诗篇十九章一节那里说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
So, I think that we're particularly blessed living here in that at night,We can see a lot more of the stars than you can in some other places in the world.
其实我们很感谢主让我们可以住在 Albuquerque 这里，因为当我们晚上就是山上举目的时候，我们看到很多很多的星星，很可能在其他的地方我们没有办法看得那么清楚的。
When I first moved here to Albuquerque from Ohio many years ago, that was one of the first things I noticed.
很久 很多年前之前，我从Ohio搬到这个 Albuquerque 的时候，这一件事就是那个天上的星星，就是一件 我突然看到的 很好的一件事。
The night sky here is clear, it's dark, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, 这里的晚上的就是会看到很清楚的星星，非常的漂亮。
And when you look at all the stars, they are telling us,about the glory of God.
当我们看到天上的星星的时候，我们就看到神的荣耀。
In Genesis, we are told, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
创世纪的一章一节那里说，起初神创造天地。
So we know, when we look at the night sky, when we look at the earth and the world around us, all that has been created by God.
当我们看到天上地下所有的一些创造，我们就知道这一些事是神所创造的。
And it all tells us about His glory.
都可以让我们明白到他的荣耀是怎么样一回事。
In Romans, we're told, from the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly observed in what He made.
在罗马书一章二十节那里说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
So we not only see God's ability to create wonderful, beautiful things, but we're told that we can learn other things about God from His creation.
我们不是单单从他的创造知道他是个有能力可以创造这个世界的神，我们还可以通过他的创造物，我们可以明白到他的神性。
His eternal power.
他的神的永能。
The fact that He is God.
他就是神。
So, No less than Isaac Newton observed the same kinds of things from his study of nature.
就是在牛顿就是看到神的创造的时候。
Isaac Newton studied the nature of our solar system.
牛顿就是去看这一个我们自然界的这个世界。
And his conclusion was, this tells us that God is intelligent and powerful.
他最后的结果所说的就是神真的是一个很聪明有能力的神。
And that what he has created is beautiful.
他所创造的真的是漂亮。
By the way, remember this anytime someone tells you that any brilliant scientist would never believe in God.
如果有人说那一些很聪明的科学家是不会相信神的话
，because it's simply not true，
呀， yeah, 那一个是假的。
If you study God's creation through science in detail， I think you will come to the same conclusion that Sir Isaac Newton did， that the God who created all this is indeed intelligent， powerful， and wonderful、
yeah.。如果就是那个科学家真的是很真心的去看神所创造的每一件事的时候，他们只有一个最后的答案，就是神真的是那一个永恒有能力，所的创造都是很美妙的一个神。
So, for other people, their reaction to looking at God's creation is much the same.
其实除了那一个科学家，其他的人所看到的，其实也很多时候都是一样的。
Creation tells us that God is indeed powerful, that He is indeed in control, as we sang about earlier.
其实当我们看到神的创造的时候，我们不单单是看到神的创造是美丽的，还有也看到神是掌权的。
And as it says in Genesis,What God has created is good.
在创世纪里面，神已经说了，他所创造的是好的。
It is very important for us to understand that God is both all powerful and all good.
我们很重要要明白，神是有全能，也是一个好的神。
So we should be able to just look and observe God's creation.And understand that we can trust him.
我们应该当我们看到神的创造的时候，我们就明白我们是他是一个可以信靠的神。
And that brings glory to God.
这样我们就可以归荣耀给他。
Every time we look out and we see something beautiful, it should remind us of God's goodness and His glory.
当我们看到外面是多美好的时候，我们就又再一次要思想到神的美好和他的荣耀。
Because God is the author of it all.
因为他就是那个创造这一些美好跟荣耀的事的神。
And as Romans tells us, when we see the beauty of God's creation, it tells us about God.
在罗马书那里再强调，就是当我们看到神所创造的，我们就明白到他的永能和神性。
So I've just tried to put up some pictures of some of the beautiful things that I think we can easily observe for ourselves.
Yeah, 我就在这里给你们一些图片，让我们再一次可以思想到神的能力。
So another thing that I noticed when I first moved to Albuquerque.Was the Sandia Mountains, and not just the mountains, but what they look like at sunset.
另外一个，我来到这个 Albuquerque 的时候，就是发觉那一个山，就是我们在东边的一个山 ，Yeah.
So a number of you know that I work at Sandia Labs. One of the typical questions that's raised for people who are not from here is, "What's the word Sandia mean?"
可能你们都知道我在国家实验室里面工作，其中一个有很多人都问我们，这就是说那个 Sandia 这个字其实是什么意思？
And so people took the time to explain to me as a newcomer that Sandia means watermelon.
那有一个朋友就花一些时间来 来告诉我，其实选地就是在西班牙语西瓜的意思。
And so I asked, so why are they called the Watermelon Mountains? Do watermelons grow there?
那为什么说那个西瓜山呢？那个山是不是有西瓜在哪里生的？
And I was told, just wait till sunset.
那我的朋友就告诉我，你就等到日落的时候。
And I was glad I waited.
感谢主，我有等。
If you'd ever taken time to look at the sandias at sunset, I ask that you do, because it is truly a beautiful sight.
如果 你就是太忙，没有时间，就是在日落的时候，往山上那边看一看的时候，我提议你真的是花一些时间去看，因为实在是太美好。
And yes, when the sun's just right, they do turn the color of a watermelon.
当那个太阳刚刚照在哪里的时候，真的原来那个山真的是西瓜的颜色的。
But when we see that beauty, we should be reminded of God's goodness.
当我们看到神所创造的美好的时候，我们就应该欣赏掉神的美好。
Another thing that I noticed when I moved here was just the beautiful sunsets themselves. We have great sunsets that we can look at here.
另外一个我搬到这里所看到的就是那一个很漂亮的日落的景况。
When you see that beauty, think of God's goodness.
当你想到看到这个日落的时候，请你想到神的能力。
I mentioned before the verse from Psalms that tells us we can look at the heavens, we can look into the sky, and know that God is the creator.
Yeah.我们刚刚就是看到诗篇那一节的时候，告诉我们，当我们看到穹苍、看到诸天的时候，我们就知道神的大能。
So in the past, one of the things that Ralph Dawson has done for the kids is let them look through his telescope at the different things in the sky, including Jupiter and Saturn, and the kids always love it.
有一件事就是 Ralph 很多时候会跟我帮我们的小孩子做的，就是他有一个望远镜，他就是让小孩子就是来看到远远的星星。
If you look at the beauty of planets such as Jupiter and Saturn, we can be reminded of the goodness of God.
当我们看到那一些很远的恒星的时候，我们就知道神的永能神性。
That glorifies Him.
这样就可以把荣耀归给他。
So one time I was up in Canada with my father. We were on a fishing trip.
有一次我跟我爸爸就是往北走，走到那个加拿大去钓鱼。
The sky in Canada is even clearer than here.
在加拿大的那一个天空就更清。
That was the first time I could see the Milky Way in the night sky with no difficulty at all.
那个时候我就是第一次看到那一个就是天上的景况真的是完全的清的。
That's the picture here in the lower right.
这右手边那一个就是在这里我们可以看得到的。
And I hope that someday you can have the opportunity to see it for yourself. It is truly beautiful.
我希望你有一天可以自己去外面看，真的是很漂亮。
You are looking at our galaxy kind of edge on, and the cluster of stars is just amazing.
Yeah, 你们就看到，就是我们在这个世界，就是刚刚在这个宇宙的中间。
When we see that, when we see all these other beautiful things, we should be filled with wonder and awe at the God.Who created it all.
Yeah. 当我们看到的时候，我们心里就会有赞叹，就是看到，哇，神是可以创造这些美好的。
That's why Psalm 19 is correct. The heavens declare the glory of God.
就是所以就是那一个创造的诗篇十九章是对的，就是从创就是让我们可以明白到神的创造，神的美好。
Unfortunately, many of us are busy. Sometimes we're walking around, running around, driving around with our heads down, our heads stuck on our cell phones. We can easily miss all this.
但是很可惜的就是我们很多时候非常忙碌，我们就跑来跑去，有些时候可能就是看着手机，我们就忘记了其实神的创造是多美好的。
Take the time to stop and look at the beauty of what God has made.
我们就停一停，看一看，看到神是怎么样，神的创造是多美好。
That glorifies God.
我们当我们做的时候，荣耀就归给神。
So, there are many other things in the world that we can look at that are beautiful, that show us God's wonder and power in creation.
在这个世界还有很多很多漂亮的景，那一个美景，那可以让透过那一些美景，我们就可以明白到神的创造。
One of the pictures is of the Grand Canyon. If you ever have a chance to go, please do so.
在左手边那一个就是大峡谷。如果你有时间的话，真的需要去看一看。
You can look at mountains everywhere, not just here, and be reminded of the beauty of God's creation.
当你看到那个到处的那一个大山的时候，你就知道神的创造是多奇妙。
This lower one is a picture from Hawaii. It's showing something called a double rainbow, which is pretty common in Hawaii.
在右手边下右下角那一个是在夏威夷的，你们拍的，你们看到这个有两条的彩虹，好像在夏威夷是常常看得到的。
It's really beautiful when you see it in person.
真的是来当你可以亲眼的看的时候是非常的好的。
And we're told from scripture that God created the rainbow as a reminder for us.
我们在圣经里面告诉我们神立虹为记。
But again, we look at the beauty of God's creation and we're reminded of how wonderful and great He is.
当我们看到这一些的时候，我们再一次提醒我们神的是多么美好。
Think about such things.
所以你们要思想。
And then we can look at many of the animals that God has created.
我们还可以看到很多的动物也是他所创造的。
And when we look at these animals again, we should be reminded of God's beauty and His power.
当我们看到他所创造的动物的时候，我们也再一次提醒我们神的大能，神的神性。
I think they still have the peacocks down at the Rio Grande Zoo. So those are easy to see. It's not so easy to see a panda.
最下面我看到那一个孔雀，那很可能在我们的动物园还可以看得到的，其他的就可能比较难了。
But we can be reminded of God's glory just by looking at animals.
但是呢，当我们看到那些动物的时候，神的神性荣能就让我们看得到。
And then if we look at what humans can do, we see more of God's wonder in creation.
另外一个就是当我们看到那一些人可以做到的事，我们也可以看到神的能力。
Unfortunately, this is where a part of the problem can come in because we tend to attribute these things to the people rather than to God.
Yeah.但是有一些时候这个也是一个问题，因为当我们看到那些运动员可以做那些事的时候，我们就说哇，他真的厉害哦。
We need to remember that God has created every single person.
但是我们不要忘记是神创造我们每一个人。
And that God is the one who has blessed them with the talent and skill to be able to do these things.
是神让那些人跟我们有这个能力，有这个智慧，可以做到那一些事。
And as it said in Philippians, think about that which is excellent.
呀、yeah, ，我们也想到在腓立比书那里四章那里说那一些好的事。
This is one reason I do like watching sports because sometimes you can see things that are truly excellent.
有一些时候，就是当我看到那一个体育竞赛的时候。我就会想到，哦，那一些是真的是棒哦。
So you have to be of a certain age to remember or know the person who's in the upper left corner here.
在左手边那一个，很可能你要有有一定的年纪，你才会想到，才会记得。
Her name is Nadia Comăneci. She was a gymnast from Romania in the 1976 Olympics.
那一个就是戈曼尼兹，他在1976年的就是奥运会里面，罗马尼亚赢到不少的金牌的。
And she made history because she was the first Olympic gymnast to ever be awarded an absolutely perfect score.
Yeah, 因为她就是第一个运动员在那一个奥运会里面拿到十分的。
And everyone who watched her performance agreed that was perfect.
所有人看到的时候都说，哇，真的是十分。
But it also showed the glory of God.
但是也可以看到神的荣耀。
Because that ability, that power, that beauty, it all came from God.
因为他的能力，他的美，都是从神来的。
And so when you see something special happen in sports, in athletics, it should make us think of God.
当你看到那一些运动员在体育馆里所做的，其实都是神的创造。
Because he's the author of it all.
因为他就是创造人的，创造这一些能力的。
Other areas of human endeavor.
还有其他的人所做的事。
Great works of art.
很漂亮的艺术品。
We need to remember that that beauty comes from God.
我们要记得那些美都是从神来的。
Great works of literature, that creativity comes from God.
那些很好看的一些写作，那其实那一些创造力都是从神来的。
Our modern version of storytelling, movies, the ability to do that well comes from God.
我们现在所看到的电影，那一些 创造力都是从神来的。
All these things should remind us of God's glory.
这所有的都提醒我们神的荣耀。
Long ago, Christians specifically wanted to pay homage to God's glory by pouring themselves into work that went into building churches.
很久以前，很多的基督徒想彰显神的荣耀，所以就建很多很漂亮的教会。
The architecture, the design, the artwork are all intended specifically to give glory to God.
教会里面每一个小节都是为了彰显神的荣耀。
Whenever we see anything beautiful like that, it should remind us of God.
当我们去到那些教会，看到那一些景况的时候，我们就把荣耀归给神。
Those of you who recognize this one, that's up in Santa Fe.
中间那一个就其实很近，我们在 Santa Fe 那一个教会。
You can go look at it anytime.
Yeah, 一个小时就到了。
This area is one that really impacted me when I was young.
Yeah, 这一方面就是对我有很大的影响，当我很小的时候。
My father worked for NASA, the space program.
Yeah, 我爸爸是在太空总处里面做事的。
I grew up following it.
Yeah, 我小小的就跟着他。
And I really was filled with wonder when we were able to send people into space and land on the moon.
Yeah. 我觉得很惊讶，就是我们人竟然可以上到太空，甚至在月球上面登陆。
My mistake as a young person was thinking that the ability to do these wonderful things was attributable solely to human beings.
但是我那个时候小的时候，我有一个错误，就是以为这一些事都是人所做出来的。
I was not alone. A lot of people thought that way.
其实那个时候我不是只有我一个这样想，很多人都是这样想。
Humans are so smart now, so advanced. We can send rockets into space. We can land men on the moon. What can we not do?
Yeah. 人是多么聪明的，我们甚至可以走到太空，登陆月球，我们有什么还不可以做的了？
And that is part of the problem.
这个是问题哦。
Because we began stealing glory or credit that properly belongs to God and assigning it to ourselves.
其实这样我们就是偷了神的荣耀，这是说是我们的。
Yes, launching a rocket and sending it to the moon and landing a man there, that is a marvelous technical achievement.
当然就是那特别那个时候我们把升一个太空的火箭把人升到月球还可以在哪里走动的时候的确是一个很大的一个成果。
I'm an engineer. If you want some time, I can bore you with the details for hours.
我就是一个科学家。那如果你要问我的时候，我可以慢慢跟你说很多个小时的。
But where does the ability to do that come from?
但是这些能力其实从哪里来的了？
It comes from God.
是从神来的。
Our intelligence, our ingenuity.Our ability to build things, that all comes from God.
我们的智慧，我们可以把东西做成的，所有这些能力都是从神来的。
By the way, that was the problem with the Tower of Babel.
其实这一个就是巴别塔的问题哦。
The people said, we will build this, and then we will show we are as great as God.
他们就说，我们可以做这样事，在做一个塔上升到天上，那我们就好像神一样咯。
And they were wrong.
当然他们是错的。
And God prevented them from completing the project.
Yeah, 神不让他们完成这个巴别塔。
Even mankind's greatest achievements should make us think of God.
当我们看到这个世界很有能力的创造的时候，我们不要说这个是人做的，我们要归荣耀给神了。
And give Him the credit instead of taking it for ourselves.
给神应当的荣耀，不要偷了他的荣耀。
That glorifies God.
这样就荣耀就归给神了。
This is one of my favorite personal areas, the area of music.
也另外一个我很非常非常喜欢的就是音乐。
When you get to hear music that is well written and well performed, it can be absolutely beautiful.
当你们可以看到一个很好的作品或是怎么把还有把它很好的演奏出来的时候，你就看到这个美。
And having performed some in my youth, I know how difficult it can be to perform it well.
我小的时候也有可能也有也有做有一些乐器，就发觉其实真的要做得好是非常非常难的。
But when we manage to do that, it can be a beautiful thing.
但是当我们可以做的时候，这个真的是一个美妙的事。
But again, the credit should go to God.
但是这一些荣耀应该是归给神的。
He is the one who gives us the ability to create music.
他是那个神给我们有这个能力去创造这些美好的音乐。
That's what it means for us to be created in the image of God. He has given us some of His creative ability.
Yeah, 就是好像创世纪告诉我们，我们是照着神的形象来造的。因为我们是照着神的形象来造的时候，我们就是有了他的创造性的那一个形象。
But that ability to create and perform beautiful music all comes from God.
但是那个能力可以创造，可以把那一些音乐可以弹奏出来的，所有这些能力是从神而来的。
Just as with our choir this morning, their ability to perform that music, the ability of the author to write that music, all of it comes from God, and all of it should give glory to God.
就是好像今天早上听到诗班所唱的，其实那一个作曲的或是编曲的人的能力，或是诗班员可以唱出来这些能力，一切都是神所给的，所以荣耀是应该归给神。
So This is one of my favorite movies. I actually saw this movie when I first moved here to Albuquerque in 1985.
这个是我一个很喜欢很喜欢的电影。我1985年来搬到来那一个 Albuquerque 的时候，我就看这个电影。
So one thing that's important for everyone to understand, most movies are not accurate history.
你们很可能都应该知道，大部分的电影都不是真的啊，真正的按照历史的。
So most of what is in this particular movie, Amadeus, is fiction.
所以在这个莫扎特传的电影里面所说的其实不是真的。
The parts that are real are the two main characters, Mozart and Salieri.
那个真的呢就是那两个主角我都不知道怎么念他的名字了。
And the music of Mozart that's used in the movie.
还有那些音乐。
Everything else is fiction.
所有的其他都是假的。
That said, it's a really good story.
但是那个真的是 很好的故事。
It's the story of, obviously, Mozart, but the central character is actually another composer, his rival, Antonio Salieri.
Yeah.其实当然是莫扎特是其中一个主角，但是另外一个很重要的就是另外这一个，其实那一个就是他那个时候也是做一个作曲家的。
And the character of Salieri in the movie is very tragic.
Yeah, 其实另外那个 Salieri 这个主角其实是很可怜的。
The reason is he hears Mozart's music and he understands immediately the source of that music is God himself.
因为他当他听到莫扎特所做的这一些曲子的时候，他一听就知道那个是从神来的。
He says, "Music that is this beautiful, that is this wonderful, it must come only from God."
他说这些美好的音乐，他一听的时候，他只有一个结论，只有可能是神所创造的。
And that's actually a very biblical view. He's right.
其实这个是圣经所讲的，而他真的是对的。
His problem and his tragic flaw is that he wants the credit for that music himself.
Yeah, 他的问题就是他所自己也沾，这就是在那一些音乐当中，他也沾了一点点的光。
He is jealous of the fact that God chooses to bless Mozart with the ability to create that kind of music and not Salieri himself.
他很讨厌神为什么只是给莫扎特有那一个能力，不是给我。
And so the story in the movie is about him trying to defeat Mozart and ultimately take the credit for his music.
所以整个故事就是他希望可以就是打倒那个莫扎特之后自己可以有那一个荣耀。
And the reason I like this is because it's pretty representative of what we try to do with God's glory.
为什么我很喜欢那一电影？因为其实那一个也代表了我们，其实我们就是这样。
When we're able to achieve great, wonderful, excellent things, what we immediately want to do is take the credit for ourselves.
因为每一次当我们做到一些美好的事，一些有能力的事的时候，我们就觉得是我们做的。
Instead of giving the glory to God,
我们没有把荣耀归给神。
So we are not that different from Salieri.
其实我们跟他其实也是差不多的。
When we don't give God credit for everything that's wonderful in His creation.We are stealing.
当我们没有把神的荣耀归给神的时候，其实我们是在偷他的荣耀。
We are stealing glory from him.
我们把荣耀就是从他归到我们的身上。
We are not giving him the glory that he deserves.
我们没有把他应得的荣耀归给他。
That's why it is a crime.When people come up and have the idea and sincerely believe, look at the heavens. They all created themselves.
Yeah. 所以就是其实这一个是一个罪恶的来。当有一些人说往天上说，就是你看到那个天，其实那个是他自己做出来的。
That beauty that I showed earlier in the stars, the planets, the sunset, the animals, all of that.
就是当我们看到那一个天上的星宿，看到山，看到那一些动物，所有这一些事。
The cry of the atheist and the culture today is all that happened by accident.
那些无神论的人就大声地说，这些事所有的都是偶然出来的。
There is no God. There is no creator. That stuff just happened.
没有神的，这些事就是偶然的出现。
And you just think it's beautiful because you're conditioned to do so. You don't know any better.
你以为是这个是漂亮，这个美好的，就是因为你没有其他的办法，你没有其他的原因所做了，所以你就说这个是很好的。
Ultimately, there is no purity, there is no beauty, there is no excellence, there is just accidents.
所以其实是没有公义的，没有清洁的，没有可爱的，没有美名的，这些一切事都是偶然的。
That's life without God.
这些就是没有神的世界。
If there's anyone here who shares that viewpoint, I ask you to seriously think about it.
如果你们是有这个无神论的思想的时候，我提议你去想一想。
Do you really believe that the beauty that we can see in the world, in the universe, that that is all an accident?
你真的去相信我们在这个世界，所以所有的看到那一些美，那一些你可以看到的东西，都是偶然出现的吗？
That the glory goes to the random collision of subatomic particles. Sorry for the translation.
I don't know anyway. Yeah, 你就觉得那一个就是所一切的创造，你这些美好，就是偶然的有一些就是有一些粒子在这些偶然的创造，这碰到的就创这碰出来的吗？
And that's what I mean by stealing from God.
这个就是我所说的是从神偷他的荣耀。
We're not giving him the glory he deserves.
我们没有把他应得的荣耀归给他。
And when we as people are able to achieve great things and we don't give the credit to God, we are stealing from him.
当我们人可以做到那些很好的，就是很伟大的事的时候， 但是我们没有把这些事归荣耀给神的时候，我们就是偷取他的荣耀。
Now we come to our second area, because God is not only glorified through his creation, he is glorified in righteousness.
第二点就是我们也可以透过他的公义来给他荣耀。
Isaiah 5:16, But the Lord Almighty will be exalted by his justice, and the Holy God will show himself holy by his righteousness.
以赛亚书5:16那里说，唯有万军之耶和华因公义而崇高，圣者神因公义显为圣。
So the important thing that we need to understand about righteousness or doing the right thing is that it is all based on God.
当我们想到这个公义的时候，其实这一些事都是神来的。
God is the standard for what is right.
神其实就是那个公义的天平。
And that's because he is perfectly good.
因为他就是那个完全美好的。And
he is perfectly right.
他是完全的公义的。And
he is without sin.
他是没有罪的。The
question is, how do we compare to God's righteousness?
问题就是我们是在他的公义里面，我们是怎么样的一回事？
That's why those who would question God, who would question what's in the Bible, who would question whether what God does is right or not, they do not understand who God is.
所以当那些有一些人，他们去疑问到神的公义的时候，其实他们不明白。
And again, it is part of our sinful nature to have a desire to steal from God.
其实就是我们的罪性，因为我们希望从神那里偷取他的荣耀。
We would make ourselves the standard for what is right and wrong, and compare God to that.
我们就自己定立那一个公义的准则，之后我们就拿神来比较我们自己的准则。
That is exactly wrong.
这个是完全的错误的。
God is the standard, and the question is, how do we compare to Him?
神就是那个天平，我们要放在那个天平里面去看我们自己。
So, again, we have passages in Scripture that illustrate God's glory, His righteousness by light.
Yeah. 在圣经里面有讲到他的荣耀，就是透过光来去描写他的荣耀。
Revelation 21:23, the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp.
启示录21:23说，那城内又不用日光光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊城啊围城的灯。
Where we will eventually dwell with God if you're a believer. There is no need for a sun.
如果我们是信主的时候，我们以后永远就是跟神一起的。但那个时候，其实我们不需要太阳。
The source of light will be God himself.
神自己就是那一个那个光的源头。
Just as he is the source of all that is good.
就是好像他是所有美好的事的源头。
All that is beautiful, all that is right, all that is true.
就是一切美好的、可敬的、真实的。
So, God's glory is not just about what we can see on the outside, it's also about what's on the inside.
Yeah. 神的荣耀不是单单在我们可以看得见的情况下面可以彰显的，也在我们里面也可以让人家看见。
Now from 1 Peter chapter 3, this is directed primarily at wives, but I think it's applicable for people in general.
Yeah. 彼得前书在哪里说的，主要的对象是当时的女人，但是其实也可以对所有的人可以作为一个警惕。
Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight.
彼得前书三章三到四节那里说，你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金奢、穿美衣为装奢，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极为宝贵的。
We can glorify God with what's on our insides.
我们可以把荣耀归给他，就是用我们里面的characteristic 里面的心。
But to do that, we have to be cleansed through faith in Jesus Christ.
但是我们怎么样可以做，我们就需要透过耶稣基督来清洁我们。
This is how the Bible describes the church, the believers once purified through Jesus.
这一段圣经就告诉我们，我们怎么教会怎么可以被耶稣基督所清洁。
To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church,without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献自己作为荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的，在以弗所书。
So yes, you can glorify God, but you need Jesus.
是的，你是你是可以给荣耀给神的，但是你先要自己得到耶稣的清洁。
One of the main characteristics that the Bible points to is love.
在圣经里面说，其中一件事就是爱。
This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.1 John 4:10.
约翰一书四章十节那里说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
God shows his love, his greatness by the sacrifice of Jesus.
神透过他在十字架上的受死，让我们可以得到神的爱。
He's enabled people to do the same.
他也让人可以做一样的事。
We have people who regularly risk their lives for the protection of others.
在我们的国家有一些军人或是有一些人为了我们常常在危险当中。
When we think of this, we should remember God.
当我们看到的时候，我们要思想到神。
And we should remember that that ability, that willingness to put your life on the line comes from God.
我们要知道，他们愿意在这个危险当中的这个能力，其实也是神所来，有神所来的。
By the way, it is a characteristic of the sinfulness of our current nature that instead of honoring people like this, many people dishonor them.
Yeah, 其实就是因为我们的罪恶的缘故，所以我们没有把就是没有对他们有对这些人有尊敬。
Instead of dishonor, we should realize that they're exhibiting a characteristic of God.The willingness to sacrifice.
对他们不尊敬的时候，其实我们也会对神有所不尊敬。
And we should thank them rather than condemn them.
我们应该要对他们说谢谢，不要对就是觉得他们是做什么坏事。
Another part of righteousness, giving.
另外一个公义的事就是赐予。
Because God gave His Son to pay for our sins.
因为神给了我们有他的儿子，让我们可以得到神的福气。
By the way, I thank this church for your giving, for the shoebox ministry, for missions, for many other things we try to do to advance the gospel. Yeah.
我用这个机会感谢大家，因为大家在很多的不同的情况上面，好像那个鞋盒子，或是我们支持我们的宣教士，或是其他的我们救济的一些事，你们都有份。
But we need to remember that when we exhibit giving or generosity, we're giving glory to God.
但是你们不要忘记，其实当我们做这一些赐予的事情的时候，其实我们是给神让神得到荣耀。
Forgiveness，
饶恕。
God forgave us，
神饶恕我们。
He says we need to forgive others，
他说我们也要饶恕别人。
This really can show the beauty of God，
这一个就让我们看，让其他人看到神的美善。
And show His love.
给我们看到神的爱。
For the Christians here, the believers, I ask, are you willing to do that?
我们的基督徒，我问你们，你们愿不愿意去饶恕其他的人？
Because when you truly forgive someone who has wronged you, you glorify God.
因为当你们饶恕一些人可能对你们做了一些不好的事的时候，你真的把荣耀归给神。
The relationships of parents and children.
Yeah, 还有就是那一个爸爸妈妈跟孩子的关系。
It's a thing of beauty.
其实也是一个非常美善的事。
And it should remind us of God.
也让我们再一次想到神。
Because that kind of love comes only from God.
因为这个爱也是从神来的。
The innocence of children.
我们看到可能孩子的天真。
Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me."
Yeah, 耶稣说让那些孩子来到我的跟前。
And he says that we should be innocent like children are.
也说我们也要好像孩子的天真。
It's a beautiful thing to see.
是一个很美善的事，我们可以看到的。
When we see that, we should think of God.
当我们看到的时候，我们就要思想神。
And we should thank God for it.
也要感谢神给我们有这样的美好。
And again, in our sinful culture, this is something that is under attack.
在我们这一个世代的就邪恶的世代的时候，这个也是其中一个我们受到打击的一件事。
Please pray to God for the ability to preserve it.
求神让我们可以保守。
Because it glorifies God.
因为这个可以把荣耀归给他。
Perseverance.
有毅力.
Basically, are you willing to stick with it? Are you willing to keep going even when it's tough?
就是我们愿不愿意继续的我们应当要做的事, 纵然有一些时候可能很困难。
So, I don't know how many of you were up late Friday.
我不知道你们星期五晚上有没有就是很晚还在看球赛。
This is from Game 3 of the World Series that went 18 innings.
这个是棒球赛，就是最后那一场，他总共打了十八innings是结还是怎么样？
Yeah. They played for 7.5 hours.
他们打了17个半小时。
And they did not give up.
他们还在继续打。
That's perseverance.
这个就是毅力。
And that comes from God.
这个是神来的。
So we all know the story of David and Goliath.
你们都知道大卫跟哥利亚的故事。
There's no David, there's no way that David's supposed to be able to win.
其实大卫是没有可能赢的，你想。
But he does not give up.
但是他还是继续。
He does not quit.
他还是继续。
He's willing to fight.
他愿意去打。
That's perseverance.
这个就是毅力。
One other sports figure. This is a picture of Jackie Robinson, the first black man to play baseball in America.
中间那一个就是一个打棒球的一个球员，他是第一个黑人的棒球员，职业棒球员。
He faced hatred that we can only imagine.
他所受到的憎恨，其实我们是完全没有办法可以想象的。
His life was threatened every single day.
他的生命受到威胁，每一天他的生命都受到威胁。
He was spit on, people threw things at him. Sometimes he couldn't stay in the same hotel as the rest of his team.
人家就是对着他丢东西，脱口水，有一些时候他没有办法在他其他的球员同一个宾馆里面住。
But he kept going.
但是他继续努力。
And he kept going with honor.
Yeah, 但是他也是有站柜的继续的走下去。
That is perseverance.
这个就是有毅力啊。
That is inspirational.
Yeah, 这个就让我们就是感受到他的能力。
But it comes from God.
那个是从神来的。
And then in World War II, Great Britain was alone against Nazi Germany.
在那个时候，在第二次世界大战的时候，英国就是自己对抗那一个纳粹德军。
But Winston Churchill said, "We will never surrender."
但是Churchill说我们不可以投降。
That's perseverance.
这一个就是毅力。
The ability to keep going, the ability to not quit, that comes from God.
让我们可以继续的打下去，这个就是从神来的能力。
And that glorifies God.
这个能力可以让神得荣耀。
So, Jesus said the two greatest commandments are love God and love your neighbor.
在马太福音说，那两条最大的诫命就是爱神爱人。
Sometimes even Christians are at risk of forgetting the first part.
就是有一些时候，就是基督徒也忘记了第一个部分。
We talk about love your neighbor, but sometimes we can forget about love God.
我们可能很多时候讲到我们要爱邻舍，但是我们有很多时候我们忘记我们要爱神。
But when we love God, that glorifies him the most.
当我们爱神的时候，我们就可以让神得荣耀。
That leads to our next part. How do we do this?
这个就是我们第三点了，你们有多少人会做？
Well, one way we can love God is give thanks to him.
其中一个就是我们向他说谢谢。
So we have Thanksgiving coming up in just about a month.
差不多一个月之后，我们就要感恩节了。
But for the Christian, it should not just be one day of giving thanks. It should be every day.
但是对我们基督徒来讲，我们不是一年只有一天有感恩，而是说每一天都感恩。
And that's our scripture verse for this month. It's not just about praying. Are you willing to give thanks?
就是好像这一个月的经文，不是单单是说我们愿不愿意一天的感恩，是常常的谢恩。
Giving thanks even when it's tough.
Yeah, 有一些时候困难的时候也要感恩。
That glorifies God.
这一个就把荣耀归给神。
And of course, our scripture verse for this month and what Pastor Lou has been talking about, prayer.
这个月我们不停的去思想一个题目，就是祷告。
When we pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ, that's how we glorify Him.
当我们奉耶稣基督的名去祷告的时候，荣耀就归给神。
Not just when we need things, but regularly.
不是单单是说我们需要东西的时候。
Pray each day, even just to give Him thanks.
每一天都要祷告，我们就是感谢他给我们有我们所每一天所需用的。
And praying together, that glorifies God.
当我们一起祷告的时候，那一个荣耀就归给他。
Worshiping God obviously glorifies Him.
当我们一起去崇拜的时候，我们就荣耀就归给他。
And unfortunately, people can get hung up on exactly how you worship God. What kind of service, what kind of music, what kind of chairs, all kinds of things.
但是有些时候很多人我们就会在一些小节上面去就是计较说什么音乐什么的凳子。
Ultimately, those things don't matter.
那一些东西其实不太重要的。
Because it's about God.
是关于我们的神。
And when we're ready to come to God and worship Him, no matter what, that brings Him glory.
当我们愿意来到神的面前去敬拜他的时候，荣耀就归给他了。
This is a picture of Christians over in China worshiping God.
在右下角那一个就是在中国大陆的一个教会里面。
They're being arrested for doing that in a lot of cases.
他们很多人就因为他们聚集去敬拜神的缘故，他们给受下监狱。
They're still willing to do it.
但是他们还是愿意去做。
I don't think they're worried about exactly what the music is.
我想他们不是太担心那些音乐是怎么样。
I don't think they're worried about exactly what time worship service starts.
我想他们不太担心那一个崇拜是几点开始。
They're there to worship God.
他们就在那里为了是敬拜神。
And that brings Him glory.
给神荣耀。
So, the last part of our passage in Philippians. We looked at verse 8, but now I want to also look at verse 9.
最后我们继续的去看腓立比书，我们刚才看到腓立比书的四章八节，我们现在继续的去看四章九节。
So we read through the first part. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
第八节那里说，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡有正直的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么的德行，若有什么的称赞，这事你们都要试念。
But the second part is just as important. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice.
后面的同样的重要，你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的这些事，你们都要去行。
So how can we glorify God? Pretty straightforward. Two steps.
其实我们怎么去荣耀归给神，其实蛮直接，蛮容易的，只有两点。
Step one, think about all the good things from God.
第一就是那些好事，我们常常是思念。
I've tried to give some examples today.
Yeah, 今天来我就是给了一些例子给你们。
Part two,
第二。
Do what God says to do.
就是神叫我们去做的，我们就去做。
Especially when we show those characteristics of righteousness.
Yeah, 当我们把公义就是做出来的时候。
When we love God and love our neighbor.
当我们爱神爱人的时候。
When you show generosity.
当我们施予的时候。
When you show forgiveness.
当我们饶恕的时候。
When you praise God,
当我们赞美神的时候
，that glorifies God.
这些事都给神荣耀。
So, last time I spoke, I shared this with you: the idea that What we're here for is to glorify God.
上一次就是当我就是跟你们跟你们分享的时候，就说我们今天所我们每一天所做的就是为了荣耀神。
This is meant to address the question of how do you do it.
这一个是说我们怎么样去做。
But there's a second part to what we looked at the beginning, which is not just glorify God, but also enjoy Him forever.
如果你记到我们刚才一开始讲那个信条的时候，其实要两部分，第一个就是要荣耀神，另外一个就是要与他永远的同在。
And I hope by seeing some of these things this morning, you have an idea of how to enjoy God.
当你们看到我们之前所说的，我希望你们也想，你们也感受到我们要怎么样与他同在。
Go out and look at God's creation.
看，来，我们走去外面去看神的创造。
Go out and see the beautiful things that He's given us to enjoy in this world.
我们就去走去外面去享受他所给我们的一些创造。
And also see the righteousness that He has put in the hearts of some people.
也让我们可以去看，在我们当中有很多人其实也有神的公义在我们里面。
And enjoy doing it.
享受。做这一些事。
Enjoy giving.
享受有赐予。
Enjoy forgiving others.
享受那个饶恕的恩典。
And enjoy praising and worshiping God.
享受敬拜神。
Because not only will you derive joy and pleasure, but also you will glorify God.
你不单单是享受这一些事，还有你也可以把荣耀归给我们的神。
And that's why we're here.
这一个就是今天我们为什么要这个世界的生存的原因。